Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. People are staying home more often. Why? Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is July 10th, 2013. We're on day three of our trends article, Super Cocooning. You can find it on pages 18, 19, and 20 in your Advanced Studio Classroom magazine. Glad you're here with us today, and I'm also glad that my two panelists have returned for day three. Campbell Chong and Linda Ludwig. Hi, panelists.
Hello.
Great to have you back here for this article. Very interesting. Taking a look at the trend. Sometimes things happen and there are shifts in our society. We don't really pay attention to it. We don't know what's going on. And then a couple of years pass, and then we're like, oh, wow. You know, do you remember? People seem like they're doing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, here in Advance, we're trying to take a big picture look at this. We're trying to see the forest from the trees, as we say in English, just to get a big picture look at, okay, what is going on? Actually, this term cocooning, we talked about in our first day, was a term that was coined by trend analyst, a futurist, Faith Popcorn, and she coined this term in 1981. And actually, it's kind of morphed into several different things over the years, several reasons why. And so it seems to be even growing more. People are cocooning more and more.
Right.
Well, before we get into our reading today, let me get one idea from our panelists that they think might be worth reviewing from yesterday. So first, Campbell.
Well, I think this article has been very enlightening. You know, I thought that it was just me. But I realized, no, it's actually a trend.
It is you.
There, yeah, maybe it is. No, but I guess, you know, it does seem like, wow, there are a lot of people and just people all across the board. We learned yesterday that it's, you know, there's affluent people, but there's also people with lower incomes. But just across the board, people are staying home. And part of the reason is because of the availability of better technology and also better content. We were talking about the end that, you know, it's just maybe cheaper and it's just a better experience for you to just stay home instead of going to that concert, spending $300. You know, you could just pay $60 for the DVD, you know, and enjoy the concert that way.
Mm-hmm. And enjoy it 10 times.
Right. Exactly.
Not just once.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, you know, you mentioned it's everybody across the economic spectrum. And you made me think back on day one, we talked about how during the Cold War unease, some people would have trampolines and pools.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was for a certain segment of the market. You had to be at a certain income level if you were going to have a pool at your home.
And you needed to have enough
space,
acreage.
You needed a yard.
Right.
Yeah. So it was a lot of things that went along with it. Whereas today, everybody has got a gadget.
Yes.
Everybody's got a phone.
Right.
Okay. That's the minimum as far as having access to like the internet and things like that. So it's everybody.
Yep.
Everybody's got it. So, Linda.
Well, what I thought was interesting is that how society or business has changed to accommodate cocooners. Mm. And we saw that even though attendance at movie theaters is flat or has remained the same or even is predicted to go down a little bit, that the money part of it is not at all. In fact, it set a box office record last year, and that's because Hollywood is now giving consumers at home what they want.
Right.
So you don't have to go out to get it. You can just stay home and get it.
Right.
Yeah.
They're providing it.
Right. It's home theaters now versus movie theaters.
Content is available, the HD content being available, which we finished up with yesterday. And then also the picture quality is something that we had finished with. Years ago, people had large screens, TVs. They had projector TVs. But the quality was just so-so. They would be kind of blurry.
Yep.
Whereas now you can have these things that are as big as a wall and it looks like
a window.
It's amazing, right?
Right.
It's like a laser clear.
Right.
And that's why, you know, many of my friends, my high school buddies or college buddies who are much more successful than me and they can afford this stuff, they've all got these like massive screens to watch sports on, and they don't go to the games anymore. They just stay at home in their man cave and watch these games. So.
I hope they have big rooms to put them in, because now there's – I mean, I think one of the things we also have to think about with this is what the effect it has on your eyes, because it's not – you know, if the screen is overwhelming and you're too close to it, you know, it's showing that it is affecting our eyesight. Mm-hmm. Do I sound like doom and gloom here? I don't mean to, but I do think that we need – that's one thing we need to be a little bit careful about.
I think for me, I can't sit too close to a huge screen. I get dizzy, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's why I always sit in the last row of a movie theater, you know. Everybody wants that, you know, the middle row. I'm like, no, give me the last row.
But if I had a big house, I would have a bigger screen.
Yeah. Hey, you make a good point, and that's something people need to be aware of, that, okay, this is great to have all of this technology, but watching too much of it can affect several things.
Also, if you've got kids in your house, you have to be mindful, you know, of them.
Sure.
Yeah. And whether it's a big screen TV or even if it's just a laptop or even a smartphone, spending hours and hours and hours staring at a screen is going to cause damage for, you know, our eyesight later on. So good point, Linda.
Yeah.
Listeners, turn to page 20, and we will have two readings today. And the first one will be that left column.
Stay home, stay safe. While convenience, cost, and quality of home theaters were the biggest factors cited for staying at home, security was a concern for several others who responded to USA Today about the subject on Twitter and Facebook. Said Dave Majewski of Ohio, "It's cheaper and more comfortable and safer." "That is a growing consumer sentiment," said Tom Campbell of Retailer Video and Audio Center in Los Angeles. He was surprised at the rate at which consumers began snapping up new $17,000 84-inch Ultra HD televisions after LG Electronics began shipping them. "We called some of them back to ask, 'Why did you buy it?' We found out that with the ever-increasing violence at sports events, people are becoming concerned about their safety," said Campbell.
Stay home. Stay safe. One of the reasons that were cited in day one of this was this thing about security and people having issues of fear and some of the things that had happened, and whether it was the Cold War or 2001, September 11, or even the shootings in Connecticut. So we come back to this concept about staying home, staying safe.
Right. And it says that, you know, we are considering convenience. It's very convenient. Cost. And quality of home theaters, those were the factors that were cited for staying home, are the biggest factors. And cited here is one of our vocabulary focus words. It means mentioned as proof to support this theory for staying home. And security was a concern for several others. This was in response to a survey. And as we talked about in day one, it's for protection. People are nervous. There are a lot of, you know, the most recent one, one of the most recent ones was the Boston Marathon bombing. You go out for a great day and you end up being maimed.
Yeah. And I actually just thought of, you know, last year there's that massacre in the movie theater with the Batman movie, right?
Yeah.
You know, people
they
went to watch a movie and they got shot at. And so there is really this fear.
Yeah. And I think also part of it is, these are certainly terrible incidents that happen. With the proliferation of the internet and with all of the digital technology, we have news available to us 24/7. And this stuff is just repeated on the news.
Yeah.
And people just keep hearing this. And then it's just like, wow. Then they get this almost, they go to the extreme of thinking, I can't go out anywhere. I can't go anywhere. I'm going to die.
Right. Yes. Right? And you can't trust anybody.
Yeah.
I do think I just reading this, you know, makes me think we need to take back our world. You know, there's a balance. We need to have a balance in our lives. People should not live in fear. We are not meant to live in fear.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So All right, so maybe it might in some ways it might even be an overreaction. And I like what you said. Mm-hmm. That we have to take back the world. Do we run from the world, or do we take it back? And maybe it's a little bit of an overreaction. Well, I'm going to be perfectly, totally safe staying in my home. Well, there's pros and cons with that,
right,
too. All right. Now, we hear from Dave Majewski of Ohio.
Yeah, he says it's cheaper and more comfortable and safer to stay at home. Although I think it's interesting, this whole cheaper idea, because it doesn't seem like they're spending any less money, right?
I don't know. It depends upon what your budget is for entertainment. Yeah. I mean, if we go back to yesterday at $300 a month for this kind of all technology, what would they spend if they went out?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is for me, mm-hmm. like, I think maybe individually all these items are cheaper, but because in my mind I'm like, it's cheaper, I buy more of it. So
yeah,
then I end up spending just as much or more.
Good question, Campbell. Yeah. I think for everybody, it's a good habit to write down your expenditures for a month.
Yeah.
And just write down what you spent every single day, and then you can identify whether you're spending more or less. The thing about cheaper, also, I had mentioned before that about economic conditions, as far as people maybe wanting to save costs, is that, of course, that we had the economic mortgage meltdown causing a recession in 2008. Millions of people did lose their jobs.
Uh-huh.
And so incomes overall have gone down. And so that also is a trend in America where, you know, millions of people had their incomes reduced greatly. So they have had to focus on cheaper.
Right. But I think that the rest of this day is quite interesting about what people are willing to pay for something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's safety. So if we look here, we see that according to Tom Campbell of Video and Audio Center in L.A., it says there's a growing sentiment. OK. And sentiment, it means a feeling or opinion about this. And it's amazing to me that people were paying $17,000 for an HD television.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's – so I'm wondering – this guy is saying it's cheaper, and now we're looking at people are willing to pay it. And he accents it, or he emphasizes it. He was surprised at the rate at which consumers began snapping up or buying up quickly a $17,000 TV.
Mm-hmm.
There are many conflicts in this.
Cheaper,
save
this
money, spend a fortune. And yeah, it is. And what Campbell mentioned just a moment ago is that, like, are people really spending less is a valid question.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got this mental gymnastics going on. We're playing a mental game. Wow, I'm saving money, but am I really saving money?
Yeah.
We're seeing here.
They're
these
not. People weren't,
right?
Yeah, and I mean, it's not like that. They're thinking about it. They're debate. They're snapping it up, which is this idea of just like grabbing it. You know,
right.
Like as soon as it comes out, pick it up. As soon as it comes out, pick it up.
Yeah, yeah. So what I'm getting from this is that they have an inventory. They get a shipment in, maybe of 10 or 20 of these things, and within a couple of days, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then you got to wait another couple of weeks until they get more of these things shipped in.
I want to know what happens to all these old TVs that people are getting rid of. I mean, where do they go?
That's a good question. We do end up with a lot of waste,
mm-hmm.
a lot of trash. So, and this is the new $17,000 84-inch Ultra HD television from LG Electronics, Korean manufacturer, one of the big Korean manufacturers, shipping them 84 inches. That's huge.
That's
How big
huge.
Is your TV?
I don't know.
It's big.
It's not that big.
84 inches
it's too big.
Is big.
It's that a wall.
Huge.
Yeah. That's a wall.
Yeah. Yeah. 84 inches, everybody, of course, is the diagonal measurement
right.
of the screen. So
right.
84 inches is absolutely huge. That is actually almost 7 feet. That's almost 7 feet. That's it. I think 7 feet, something
okay,
like that. A little bit over 7 feet.
That's bigger than any of us.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I would think a 40-inch television is already pretty big. I mean, 84, that's like double the size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought the survey was very interesting because this retailer called people and asked them why they bought it. It's very interesting why.
Yeah. He says that they found out that with the ever-increasing violence at sports events, people are becoming concerned about their safety. So they'd rather watch the sports on their new 84-inch Ultra HD television rather than go to the actual event.
I found this sentence really interesting. And again, because I can relate to it. I mentioned all of my friends who've got these big screens in their homes, and in Pittsburgh, these people are nuts about sports, especially football. They all used to own season tickets to go see the Pittsburgh Steelers. None of them go to the games anymore.
Wow.
They stay at home. They watch the games at home because, one, they don't have to deal with the weather. It often is cold, snowy, rainy, terrible weather. They don't have to deal with the crowds. And the other thing is especially true, unfortunately, at many sporting events in America, people associate that with drinking. And so you have a percentage, a significant enough percentage, 20% of the people who are getting drunk at sporting events, and they are getting violent. They're getting fights started out in the parking lot, and there have been several incidents in America where people have actually been shot or beaten to death.
Really?
At sporting events, yes.
Wow.
And people have lost their lives because of arguments out in the parking lot. And so that's actually why a lot of people now are not going to the games. Going to the games are very expensive, too.
Well, I usually, when I think of violence at sports events, I usually think of European soccer. I mean, that's what we usually hear about a lot. So that's amazing.
Yeah, there have actually, there have been a handful of incidents where people have actually died because maybe, for instance, the San Francisco Giants and L.A. Dodgers are rivals. And then one fan was wearing a San Francisco Giant hat at a L.A. Dodger game. And outside in the parking lot, the guy was beaten. And you know, that's an example. If you're wearing the wrong team's shirt or hat, and then it's because people are drinking and they're out of control and they're
crazy.
Sounds
like gang violence.
Plus,
tickets. So I guess people should be concerned about their
safety. It is. Yeah. It is a concern. And I mentioned tickets. Tickets to these games are $75, $100, $120. It's really expensive. So several reasons. All right. So there we see safety on a whole different level as a concern.
But think about how many games you could go to for $17,000. Okay,
I was just saying.
You can buy a team. You can buy your own team. Finally, our last reading of this article.
Socially averse. Super cocooning is making us less social, said analyst Michael Greeson of the Diffusion Group. Technology makes it possible for us to avoid leaving our homes, whether seeing a movie or getting food delivered, and, he said, it can lessen our connections with others. With all the information and entertainment at arm's reach at home, why get out and meet up with a friend when you can chat on Facebook? Why go shopping for a book at Barnes & Noble when you can search through a virtually unlimited bookstore like Amazon and never leave your couch? Trend analyst Popcorn doesn't see an end in sight for super cocooning. If anything, we will line our cocoons with more technology like the Aluma Room that Microsoft showed off at the Consumer Electronics Show last month. Using a Kinect camera controller and projector, the Aluma Room turns your entire room into a 3D movie or a game environment. You can see the evolution, she said, but it all comes out of the same thing. We're people getting more and more nervous about being vulnerable.
Okay, Bill Quinn here with Linda Ludwig and Campbell Chong. We're on our final section of super cocooning, and we're seeing an impact of what all of this cocooning is doing, and it's really, it's something that, you know, I don't really like this. I'm a little disheartened by all of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also think it seems to be a trend in society, too, because if you take the subway or a bus, there's no social interaction.
Right.
People are glued to their phones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and now we're just taking it even further and just going home and staying there.
Yeah.
Right.
Socially averse. What does it mean when I say averse?
Well, the word averse means to just be you have a distaste for it. You just don't like it, you know. So people are socially averse. They're kind of allergic to being social. They don't like it. So this idea of super cocooning is making us less social. So we're not interacting with people as much as we used to.
Okay. You mentioned technology, Linda, on the bus or the subway that, you know, lets us avoid can avoid people. But then also technology makes it possible.
Well, we never have to leave home. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are days I don't want to, but, mm-hmm. you know, whether you want to see a movie or, as we've talked about before the last couple of days, mm-hmm. you know, you can order food in, you can even order your groceries to be delivered. So we don't have those even normal daily interactions with people. We can basically live our lives if we choose to without that.
Right. Yeah. We're becoming hermits. And I think it's like you said, you know, we control it, right? You can control, you know, if someone texts you, you don't have to respond. You don't mm-hmm. have to pick up the phone. You don't have to talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what this does for human nature and for our connection to people.
He talks about this. Michael Greisen does talk about this as far as he said it can lessen our connection with others. And in some ways, we don't want to be lonely, but in many ways, we don't want to put the effort into working on relationships.
Right.
And we don't want to actually have to go through actually meeting with people
yeah.
or talking with people, but we don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
So it's something, it's almost like we want to turn people and relationships on and off like a switch.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it does is it makes the relationship shallow. It's certainly not as deep as it would be if we had actually put the time into relating. So if we can turn these things off and on. And we kind of continue along that, along with that theme in the next paragraph.
Yeah, it says, with all the information and entertainment at arm's reach here just means, you know, as far as you can reach with your arm. You don't have to move very far. So why get out and meet up with a friend when you can chat on Facebook? It's mm-hmm. true. I mean, getting out and meeting up with a friend, you have to make an appointment. You know, you have to deal with commuting or take traffic, or you have to deal with setting, you know, and it's like scheduling and what if they can't do it? And then, you know, it's just a big hassle. Just stay at home and chat on Facebook.
You don't even really? Have to change clothes, brush your hair,
right.
brush your teeth.
You don't have to get dressed if you don't want to. Sit in your underwear.
Well, I know you're a big reader. And so this next sentence, you can identify with, or maybe it's not identify with, you kind of disagree with.
Well, the sentence is asking this question, why go shopping for a book at Barnes & Noble? I love Barnes & Noble. When you can search through a virtually unlimited bookstore like Amazon and never leave your couch. Okay, I will admit it. I love bookstores.
Yes.
I would much prefer to go to a bookstore. Even though I have a Kindle, there's something about like looking through Amazon at the Kindle books
mm-hmm. yeah.
than in a bookstore.
Right.
Yeah.
And I like the atmosphere at Barnes yeah. or at bookstores.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. I think it's different, you know, flipping through, you know, the definite or the description on the screen rather than, you know, going and actually holding the book in your hand, flipping through it. There's just a different.
Well, mm-hmm. it also took me a lot to get used to give me using my Kindle too.
Yeah.
I sit for yeah. a long time. There's something about it.
Mm-hmm.
I like walking around a bookstore. It's great. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times walking around a bookstore, I will see things that I wouldn't think about.
Mm-hmm.
It will trigger then interest in me. Oh, I didn't think about this or I didn't see this. Whereas if I'm just online, I may never even be exposed to that stuff.
Right.
So, all right. Now we come back to trend analyst Faith Popcorn, and she doesn't see an end in sight for super cocooning. And if anything.
Yeah, she sees that it's going to continue. And if we're talking about super cocooning, then that means that it's really more and more. So we're going to be isolating ourselves more and more from society with all of our trendy technology.
More
trendy
more
technology.
Extreme.
However,
yeah.
it's going to be more and more extreme. And in some sense for society, I think that's kind of frightening mm-hmm. because it really does take mm-hmm. away, you know, nobody cares.
Right.
Yeah. She says, line our cocoons, or the article says, line our cocoons. That just means to make the walls of our cocoon stronger and thicker. So when we line something with more and more, we're making it thicker and stronger. And one of the things we might line our cocoons with is some new technology from Microsoft.
Yeah, it's called IllumiRoom, and Microsoft showed this off at the Consumer Electronics Show last month. And it uses a Kinect camera controller. Kinect here is a device for the Xbox 360, which is one of the Microsoft products. That is able to sense movement through a camera. And what it becomes is a projector. It extends all your movies and your games out into your room. And actually, I was thinking about this yesterday with all the talk of the HD. I'm like, well, what's next? You know, because HD, everything feels so real. Like, so now is it going to become a part of you? Are we going to be projected into that environment? And here it is. It's available.
Yeah, I actually had gone on YouTube and checked out the Illumi Room. And just imagine a large screen TV, one of these 84-inch things that are up on your wall. Well, actually, what it does is, like, the lights go off in your rec room, your recreation room. You're playing this game, and maybe it's like a war game, and you're shooting a gun, and there's an explosion. Well, the explosion spreads out all across the walls and the ceilings and everything. So it's like the entire room becomes part of this video game.
Wow.
Yeah.
So not into that. But my husband would love it.
But what if,
so
it were, what if it were a movie and the movie came out into your – and you became a part of the movie?
Perhaps.
There might be extensions of it. Now, they did have some interesting applications with this. They could use this thing like in a classroom to teach lessons. So I thought that was kind of an interesting application. So, all right, let's make it constructive, not just fun and games, but they can use it. Business meetings, classrooms, things like that.
Yeah, astronomy would be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Make it come. I can see that, okay, in some instances.
There are some constructive things, some learning ways that can be used. Now, we finish here with Faith Popcorn, and what does she say?
She says, you can see the evolution, but it all comes out of the same thing. We're people getting more and more nervous about being vulnerable. So we see that there's a change and a shift in the trend, but when it all boils down to it, it's all about protecting ourselves.
All right. Before we sign off on this article, it's been very interesting. Let me get one last thought from our two panelists.
You know, really, I'm all for super technology. I think it's cool. But I think as a society, we have to be careful about overprotecting ourselves.
Yeah, I agree. I think we definitely need to have a balance. You know, all of this sounds like sci-fi, but it's real. You know, it's become a part of our lives now, but we need to be careful and have that balance.
Okay. Listeners, thanks for joining us here. And I would encourage you just to keep it all balanced, like Campbell said. Okay, it's great. Have some fun. Enjoy some of the technology. But make sure you do get out. I think the greatest joys I find are interacting with the people in my life. So I want to make sure I don't have walls built up between me and them. So keep that in mind. And keep in mind coming back here for our next advanced article. Till then, this is Bill.
And Linda.
And Campbell.
Saying goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.